Is your religion I must do, or it is done? Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 319, titled, Is Your Religion I Must Do, or It Is Done? I'm here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Have you done enough? How many things on the list, heaven's checklist, have you done? Some may say, I can check off all of them. I am definitely going to heaven. Others might say, I have only done 5. But that should be enough to tip the scales in my favor. What if you can only lay claim to one item? Will you still make it into heaven? The truth is, it really doesn't matter how many good things you have done, because none of those things will save you from God's judgment, God's wrath, that awful place called hell. Are you surprised? It's tempting to think we can repay God for the bad things we do, our sins, our faults, our failures, our transgressions, our trespasses, our iniquities, and earn a place in heaven by doing good works. But the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, by grace are ye saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. The question is, do or done? Someone has said there are really only two religions in the world. One of them teaches, I must do, and the other proclaims, it is done. One of them is our attempt to reach up to God, but the other reveals God reaching down to rescue us. The Bible tells of God's love in sending his only Son, Jesus, to put away our sin and take upon himself the punishment we rightly deserve. We read in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, that God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, that is, sinning against him, rebelling against him, Christ Jesus died for us. What kind of amazing love is this? As Jesus laid down his life, he cried out, "It is finished." Translated, "It is done." Jesus Christ has done it all. What can we possibly add to the perfect work of God's perfect Son? That is a rhetorical question. The answer is nothing. God's way. When the Apostle Paul summarized the way to heaven, he described it as repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. What is repentance? It is waking up to the fact that our ways are wrong and agreeing with God that His way is right. God says, "There is none righteous, no, not one." And in His sight, we are dead in trespasses and sins. We need to align our thoughts with God's thoughts. We must recognize that we are sinners and abandon any idea that we can save ourselves. I feel like saying amen, but I don't want to get carried away because this is a podcast. What does it mean to have faith in Jesus Christ? It is taking Him at His word, believing His word, fully trusting in what He has done to wash away our sins, and simply resting in what He has promised. Jesus Christ said in John 5:24, "He that heareth my word and believeth on Him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." Jesus Christ said in John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." So, dear friend, it is your call. Are you going your way or God's way? Are you trying to do it your way or are you doing it God's way? Is your religion a do religion or a done religion? None of us pardon me. None of us are good enough to earn forgiveness and eternal life. Likewise, none are too bad for Him to save. Jesus has promised in St. John 6:37 in the Holy Bible, "Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Now is the time for you to repent and believe." Call out to God today. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." You have God's word on it. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. So, dear friend, if you're willing to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today in your heart, with all of your heart, so you can go to heaven when you die, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart, believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He suffered and He bled and He died on the cross for your sins. He was buried and He rose again on the third day. Believe it all. Trust Christ as Savior and be saved today. Repeat after me in prayer. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I admit that I have broken your Ten Commandments and that I have done wrong in your sight. I am guilty and deserve the jail of hell for eternity. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered and he bled and he died on the cross for my sins, was buried and rose again. He is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world, including mine. And I now believe in him, and I now receive him, Jesus Christ, into my heart. Lord Jesus, come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to turn from my evil ways and to follow you for the remainder of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at GLS, that's GLS for Gospel Light Society, at gospellightsociety.com, and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Send us your email and we will send you our new book titled the same, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. We'll send it to you free of charge. The track this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a non-profit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at mwtb.org. May God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.